Texte numéro 76. New film about first upgraded human asks whether we should just because we can. Neil Harbison is the world's first officially recognized human cyborg, having had a device installed in his head to enable him to hear colors in the early 2000s. He is the subject of the first full-length film by London-based director Carey Bourne. This thought-provoking work explores the philosophical and ethical questions surrounding human augmentation. Born without the ability to see any colours, the Catalan-born artist's life took an extraordinary turn when he decided to augment his sensory experience. He had a sensor surgically implanted in the back of his skull, arching over his hairline like an insect antenna. Via a chip in his head, it translates the light frequencies of colours into sound vibrations, which he experiences through bone conduction, the same process used by whales and dolphins to hear underwater. Harbison explains how he came to the idea of augmentation, and it is an augmentation, because he can experience infrared and ultraviolet, which are invisible to the rest of us. His system is also internet connected, so he can perceive the colours in images sent him by friends and their phones. He argues that his superhuman abilities make him more aware of health risks than the rest of us. If we could all perceive ultraviolet, there wouldn't be so many people with skin cancer. You wouldn't want to lie down and sunbathe if you could hear the terrible noise it makes. The film coaxes the viewer to consider some provocative questions. At what point does technological integration fundamentally alter who we are? Are there ethical boundaries we should consider? Should we be free to create our own senses, and if so, how would we then share experiences? Will such choices become commonplace in the near future? It is a timely reminder of the societal challenges facing humanity as cyborgism follows the well-trodden path from science fiction to science fact. Cochlear implants, for instance, have been in use since the 70s to help those with hearing impairments. People with diabetes now implant real-time blood sugar monitors, receiving instantaneous readouts via their smartphones. Prosthetics are increasingly enhanced by digital controllers, and the cutting edge is brain controls. Elon Musk's Neuralink is in similar territory. It aims to create human-machine interfaces through embedding computer chips in people's brains, recently moving from animal to human trials. Musk has spoken about the potential for visual enhancement, not only including infrared and UV, but also radar and eagle vision. Many will be tempted by the super strength and super eyesight often portrayed, but particularly in light of recent rapid advances in AI, the key question facing us and underpinning this film is, just because we can, should we? Adapted from The Conversation, September 2024.